Afternoon, guys. Hope you're well. Same process as ever. With mics on either side of the room, if you can raise your hand, let me ask a question. As many of you as possible. We'll set an embargo partway through for 10:30 this evening. Is that with Ian Blake in the middle?
Hi, Pat. Can I ask about Erling Haaland's availability for this game? Is he fit to be available for it?
Yeah, apparently he will be selected, yeah. For the first time he's back in.
How much of a boost is that for the club and the team to have Erling back then?
When we have all the squad, we are stronger, definitely. And Erling is an important player for us, definitely. I've been 2 months out, long time, but he feels good. And we have to train this afternoon, but apparently tomorrow will be, yeah, with all of us.
We've obviously seen with Kevin De Bruyne that you've had to be very careful with managing his minutes in recent weeks. Will you have to do the same with Erling, or is this a different
scenario?
Well,
one, it was muscular for the surgery, and he was stressed for the bone, so it's a completely different approach. But, yeah, of course, when I step by step.
Can I ask about Vincent Kompany as well? I know you've spoken a lot about him in the past when you faced Burnley, but what have you made of the season that he's had in the Premier League so far as a manager?
I have a lot of respect for Vinny and what he's doing. I know what he's trying to do. Sometimes the result's going well or bad, but the team is alive. He played really good Aston Villa away against FA Cup against Spurs, so the results are all tight. And we have to be careful. We are prepared as best as possible the last training session before tomorrow.
Thank you.
Pep, could I just ask you about Kyle Walker and the interview that he gave?
No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Will it have any impact at all on whether he's captain of the team?
I support him and Annie and his family, and don't talk one word about personal issues for the players.
Will he remain your captain?
Absolutely, because decision for the team, not mine.
Just in terms of the way that your team is playing, and it seems to have got into some good form, is this the point in the season when you think you can really put some pressure on Arsenal and Liverpool and the teams that are going to battle?
It's one game at a time. Always when we met in the past a good run, it's because we were thinking and our thoughts, it was just one game at a time. And it's just Burnley, Burnley and Burnley. The rest, I don't care. What they have done in the past, is what the most important news, like in Bury the Light, is the fact that we are almost all the squad fit. We don't have injuries. Manu is back. Yesterday training really well. Didn't fail problems about his knee, and John as well. So, and that is the best news for the important part of the season. Our start right now with, of course, the FA Cup we had, the Premier League and Champions League around the corner. It's important to have everyone.
Hi, Pep. Obviously, within a few days, we had two big announcements in football, first Klopp and then Xavi. And even though for different reasons, there is a debate about the energy levels demanded by football from managers, especially long seasons, long-term managers. Do you think that the structure of football at City, in a way, saves you a bit of energy to focus on football?
Yeah, we cannot compare the pressure we have in England and in Spain. From my experience.
Why?
It's 1,000 times higher and tougher there than here. Here is, for the managers, is a real place to be. Of course, a lot of games and 6 press conferences a week and every 3 days game is a lot. But the pressure you feel in Barcelona is not comparable for another club.
Do you feel any sympathy towards Xavi? Then?
Yeah, of course. I understand completely. Completely.
Hi, Pep. Have you spoken to Xavi since he announced his news? No. I wonder, when you left Barcelona, you obviously took that sabbatical. I just wonder, why was that so important to you? And what did it do for you, that time away from the game in New York?
Well, it was good to be in the family, do something I've not done. But after 2 or 3 months, I signed a contract for Bayern Munich, so I didn't relax much, I expect. But, yeah, it was good. So we take a decision. And yeah, it's a long time ago already. I forgot it, maybe my feelings in that moment.
And yet here, you've obviously been here longer than anywhere else. You spoke, I think, last week. You joked about maybe extending your contract again. What is it about this place and this role that enables you to have that continued energy?
I said many times, I have everything what a manager could dream. I have everything. Hierarchy support me, and I have always. We change a lot of players in 7 years, but all of them have been incredible, supportive, good environment. So I have everything. So still, I feel good, and of course, one day is going to finish, but I don't think about that right now.
Embargo? No. Okay, so embargo for 10:30.